The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hey guys, it's Sammy.
And Sammy, and welcome to Transform, your safe space to form the best version of you.
There are going to be a lot of laughs and oh boy, a lot of tears.
But we are so grateful to be alongside you in your journey to transform.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's do it. Today on Transform, we are so lucky and honored to have had Kat Schneider on the podcast. Kat is the founder and CEO of Ritual, a company that Sammy and I are both huge fans of. It's a health company that is setting a new standard in the supplement industry through traceable science and traceable sourcing. Kat not only is the founder and CEO of Ritual, she's also a wife, a mom of three girls, and truly just such an inspiration of how a woman can truly do it all. We know you guys are going to learn so much in this episode. So without further ado, here is Kat with Ritual. Also, if you haven't tried Ritual yet, feel free to use Transform30 at checkout for 30% off your first purchase. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Transform. We are so honored and excited to have the CEO and founder of Ritual, Kat Schneider, here in the studio. We are so inspired by the company that she's built, all the amazing products that have helped both Sammy and I in our day-to-day that we truly use in our own routines and rituals, and just such an inspiration to us as a mom, badass female entrepreneur, and just such a wealth of knowledge in the wellness space. So welcome, Kat, to Transform.
Thanks. That's such an amazing intro. I'm going to cry.
We cry here too. Yeah. So tears are welcome.
Tears are welcome.
Crying and meditating are my two favorite things.
Yeah. I know. We talked to someone. They're like, if you don't cry every day, what are you doing? And I'm like, yes, I need that energy in my life.
Yes.
But we're so grateful you are here. And truly, there's so much we're going to tap into. But just want to say, like, we truly love your products and are so grateful for the heart and soul that you have poured into Ritual. And you can really feel that when founders pour into their company. And like, even just the sweatshirt you're wearing right now, of like all the ingredients being from all over the world, like the thought and intention that goes into your products, it's so beautiful. I feel like I want to hear about your journey, because I do know, and I think it's really magical of where you began based on you being 4 months pregnant and starting this company. I think that's so bold and ambitious, and also gives this like beautiful moment for women to start at any time. There's no right time to do what you believe in. So I'd love to hear, like, what was the start of Ritual and this journey for you?
Yes, I poured in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, not into the products, but into starting the company.
We're all taking 100%.
Yes, there is none of that in any of our products. But yeah, I started the company when I was 4 months pregnant, and I was definitely obsessed with health and wellness. I cared deeply about what I was putting in and on my body. And when it came to the vitamins that I had to take from my pregnancy, like mic drop, I had to really look deeper than ever before and changed everything. And I couldn't believe what was going into the supplement industry, what was going into the products people were putting in their bodies during some of the most vulnerable times in our lives.
What were some of the things that you were learning and finding?
Everything from elevated levels of heavy metals, which we're seeing in studies today, to artificial synthetic colorants, to even products that were lacking in key essential nutrients that people needed during some of these most important life stages. Mm-hmm. So many other, you know, ingredients as well. But I was just pretty horrified that this industry that grew from 4,000 to 90,000 supplements in the last 30 years. It exploded. You guys know this because you're in the wellness industry. But it's just crazy because consumers had to become their own advocates for things like safety or efficacy, questioning what they're putting in their bodies every single day. Is this safe? Is this going to hurt me? Does it work? And I knew that that shouldn't be the case. And I wanted to really change the industry from the ground up. And as you said, pour lots of blood, sweat, tears into getting it there as a new mom. I was 4 months pregnant when I started the business.
And this was your first child, too.
Yes.
Because you have three girls.
I have three girls, and I started the company pregnant. And I was wondering, you know, is this the right time to start a company? Is this the right time to quit my job as the breadwinner for my family? Is it the right time, you know, to drop everything and pursue my passion?
Which honestly, I think is so refreshing to hear that you did say yes to that, because as a woman, and Sammy and I both have not started families quite yet, other than, you know, I got married, I have a golden doodle. She is engaged with a golden doodle, but not quite children yet.
I hear those are hard. Dogs are harder than children.
I mean, my girl's bad. Like, my girl, Bagel, is a bad girl.
But you'll be wiping their butts forever, and I won't.
Yes, exactly. She's a permanent 2-year-old.
That's a great point. Yeah.
So I think where we sit as, you know, very inspired women who want to start families one day, who are also entrepreneurs, I'd love to hear from you firsthand as someone who was pregnant with your first child and wanting to say yes to this idea. Was there a lot of noise of don't do that, you're supposed to be maybe at home, or all of these stereotypes that people try to put us in these boxes around? How did you navigate what you wanted to do versus the social norms of our society?
It's a great question. There were a lot of no's on every corner. I would say even embracing the no's became our company value. Like if someone says no, it actually means it hasn't been done before because of the number of no's that I got along the way. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was an immigrant, a refugee that came to this country with my family. We lived in a welfare hotel in Brooklyn. My dad ended up being an entrepreneur. And then through my career, I surrounded myself with entrepreneurs and people that were building new things, disrupting industries, and following their passions and kind of aligning with their, what I call like their higher purpose. And I knew that I wanted to do that at some point. I had a million ideas. Every week I had a new idea, but it was nothing that ever kept me up at night. And when I had to take a prenatal vitamin and I was shocked by what was being prescribed to women, what was on the shelves, I couldn't stop thinking about it to the point where it just didn't go away. That voice in my head just kept going. And I'm sure you guys have had that as well. And it's just so powerful that no matter the amount of no's that I receive, that voice just kept saying, like, do it. This is crazy. This doesn't exist. You have to fight harder. So for me, it wasn't even a question. I would say what we've done with Rituals, you guys probably know, is we've invested in things like human clinical studies. So we have a commitment to have human clinical studies on every single one of our products by 2030. We invest in certifications. All of our products have clean label certification. And so we're pouring lots of money into doing the right thing. And so I knew that I needed investment. And so raising millions of dollars 4 months pregnant was not fun.
Were you pitching a lot of men in a room that had some preconceived notions?
Yes. And I think, you know, venture capital early days was mostly men. Thank God there's so many more women in the field now. And most of our board is women. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of that. We're a female-led company, and I've intentionally brought on female investors as well that really understand the mission. But at the time I came from investing, actually was a venture capital partner in LA running a fund, and I knew the industry so well, but for some reason everyone was saying no. Mm. And it was weird. It's like people that I knew were saying no, and then someone I really looked up to point blank looked me in the face and said, you can either start a business or a family, but you can't do both.
Wow.
Wow.
And I did both, and I've had three kids since starting Rituals. So I want to be a case study for other women that want to try to do both, who want to have a family and a business, I think you can do both. You can do both really well, and it's hard, but it's possible. And I think to me, those things are very like synergistic. They, one brings me happiness, the other brings me happiness. And I think in many ways, having kids has, I think, had a really positive impact on the performance and the growth of Ritual.
Wow. If there was a reason why you could sum up how you being a mom and you being a CEO and founder has allowed for both to flourish in such beautiful ways, do you think it's because your heart and soul are in both? Like you're almost a mom to Ritual too? Or what do you think is that secret sauce to make what you've created as your reality a possibility for everyone else?
Yeah, sometimes I say that I'm a mom to Ritual and my three kids. And I think about myself as a CEO of someone who's supporting over 100 employees that rely on Ritual for their well-being, their well-being of their family. And it's allowed me to make better decisions, I think, as a leader. So one thing that we've invested in at Ritual is paid family leave. Mm. If I hadn't been pregnant so many times,
yeah,
I wouldn't appreciate the importance to support new parents. And over 10% of our employee base are new parents.
Wow.
And giving them 5 months of paid leave, giving them 4 weeks of flex time after that, and making sure that people are recovering and taking care of their new babies is paramount. I would also say that having kids recharges me. Like being around my children makes me happier than anything. It also stresses me out. But the recharge that I get is unbelievable. I think I used to, go out and drink and do all sorts of things that we will not talk about on this podcast.
But part two, people, part two.
But I stopped drinking. I work out every single day. I prioritize my health, but then the recharge for me happens when I go and spend time with my kids and I see things that I've seen a million times and I see it through their eyes for the first time.
Wow.
And it's just like so inspiring. You know, we went to Big Bear last week and two of my kids saw snow for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just
how did they react to it?
They go crazy. And it's things that you really take for granted. And so then I come back into the office and I feel just so inspired and mentally recharged to create new products, to be a better CEO, to be more empathetic, to multitask. We just launched a new campaign called Trace Like a Mother Effer.
That's and genius. I love that.
The billboards are all over LA and Dallas as well. And there's a beautiful video, but it's like moms go really hard.
Yeah.
And it was the inspiration for me starting Ritual and deciphering not just what goes into the butt wipes that I'm using for my kids or cleaning products, but our vitamins. Moms care more than ever, and we have to multitask. And I think it's just this beautiful kind of shift and parallel to do both. And I'm not saying it's totally easy, but I think it's super achievable.
Wow. That's, I mean, gosh, for like all the new moms listening or even moms that have been moms for quite some time, like how do you feel like with being in the world where there's so many different products like we're talking about? I mean, I think you said, what was the number? Like it started at 40 different supplements and then it's now
like 90,000.
It's gone from 4,000 to over 90,000 in the last 30 years.
I mean, I feel that.
I feel like, that too. Even like without being a mom, it's overwhelming. And I always say the way that I navigate is I kind of just like go with my gut and do my research to a certain extent and kind of just let some products be like, okay, I'm going to really lean into these and maybe let loose a little here and then I'll lean into those when I feel like it's time because it can be really overwhelming. But I can imagine with kids, the whole other story because you just care so much of what's also going into their bodies and their souls. So how do you kind of navigate that with all the different supplements and all the different products in the world of how your kids, you know, when they go to school or when they go to friends' houses, like how do you let go a little bit and then also manage what you can actually give them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is just to not be so hard on yourself because I think you can overdo it, which I definitely have. What's interesting with kids is that you're modeling behavior for them. It's not even as much about what you're saying, but what you're doing that they're learning constantly. And, you know, I think when my kids see how I choose products or food, I don't have to say it, that they're absorbing it. Mm-hmm. And what I realized was it was a little too much. My daughter came home from school one day and she was like, I'm really hungry. And I was like, why didn't, you know, I gave her lunch, I gave mm-hmm. her snacks. Like, why didn't you eat some of the, you know, the food at school? And she's like, well, the oranges there are not organic.
Wow. How old is your daughter?
She's 8. And I was like, okay, wow. Okay. Well, first of all, not all the produce needs to be organic. Like, let's have that lesson.
Oh, but, my gosh. Talk about modeling behavior.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe.
She's like, I needed my Erewhon orange.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I hope not. But yeah, I'm like, go for like Whole Foods. Doesn't yeah. matter if they're organic. And it's like, well, then she went for the bag of chips, you know, mm-hmm. that was maybe organic. And I'm like, this is really
wow,
skewed.
Yeah.
And you need to. We need to back up here. Like, mm-hmm. you just need to eat food because you're going to be hungry. And mm-hmm. I think that was kind of eye-opening for me to let go a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that the best thing we can do is just, you know, eat when we're hungry and yeah. eat whole foods and be happy. And mm-hmm. but I would say it's really challenging to navigate the supplement industry, even for me as a mom and a founder of a supplement company, because of the increase in the amount of products and the fact that regulations actually haven't kept up, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's actually a good segue into plant-based proteins. For instance, we created a plant-based protein.
We love your protein.
Yeah, I love our protein.
We actually have a form smoothie with your protein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious. But I love our plant-based protein, but it was kind of the reason why we went from multivitamins to protein. Was I wanted to do something healthier for my body. I wanted to consume plant-based protein, not realizing that plant-based proteins have elevated levels of heavy metals. And it's like people think they're doing something good for their body to find out that they may not. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of plant-based proteins are grown overseas. And when you think about supplements, and it's different than just eating whole foods, they're condensed, especially ingredients that are grown overseas. They're condensed into, you know, potent forms, and you have products that actually can cause more harm than good. And mm-hmm. so for us, we use regenerative farm peas grown in the U.S., supporting U.S. farmers, and we actually test all of our products with Clean Label, which tests for 200 environmental toxins and harmful chemicals below Prop 65. Our plant-based proteins below Prop 65, and it's just an interesting thing because it's like, you think you're doing something healthy to find out that you're not. Mm-hmm. And it's this complex web.
Yes. So it took you really joining forces and wanting to start a business within this vertical to learn that, oh my gosh, no one else is doing this the standards that Ritual now is.
Yeah.
Or most companies are not.
Yeah. I think what we're doing is, I hope that people follow suit.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, our first big foray was to create traceability on our products so people could see where the ingredients come from, why they're there, and we list down to the supplier. And people were saying to me, like, that's crazy. Anyone can go and copy your products. You just listed all of your suppliers on your site. I'm like, great. They'll use the ingredients that we've no. vetted, you know, that our team of scientists have vetted.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. Better, you know, there'll be better products out in the world. So that was our first foray to create 100% traceability of supply chain. So it was really kind of just to put a stake in the ground in this category that needed higher standards.
Wow, it's incredible. When it comes to supplements, I think there are, one, so many options, but then two, also understanding all of our personal needs, our bio-individuality. If someone is listening to this and is just getting started in really supplementing within their own nutrition and just their daily regimen, their rituals, so to say, how would you recommend getting started and really checking in with self before just saying yes to anything and everything?
Yeah, I think it could get tempting, especially in the supplement industry, to choose a bunch of products. Like, I'm feeling low energy, I'm going to take this product. And, you know, like, it's sometimes a band-aid for like what's actually going in, what's actually happening in your body. First of all, like, I believe in the healthcare industry and trusting your healthcare professionals. I think that's like baseline. But I think what people find out is that a lot of us are lacking in the same key essential nutrients. And that's something that I found out when we didn't launch a prenatal vitamin, even though our prenatal is now one of the leading prenatals in the U.S. We actually launched a multivitamin for women 18 plus. And
I take it every day.
Amazing.
And I love the minty aspect to
it. It's the best.
It's so refreshing.
You're not wanting to vomit after like a fish tasting or something not good.
Yes. I find it so refreshing and like truly to start your day with something that's fun to take. It's also beautiful. Like the actual capsule itself is art in itself.
Thank you. Yeah, the funny story with the mint, I'll tell you later. But yeah, that I think it's a good, the multi is a good example of the best place to start. We actually ran a human clinical study on our multivitamin, and I was so nervous because I'm like, oh my God, everyone's going to have great levels of vitamin D.
Yes.
But like a majority of people did not. And
wow.
Even in the summer. And when you look at it, like 90% of Americans are not getting enough vitamin D from their diets. And it's there's certain nutrients that all of us are lacking. And then if we're not, you know, really filling those gaps. What was interesting with the multivitamin too was that it was our first product. And when we looked at the multivitamins on the market, we saw that most of them contained nutrients that you're most of us were already getting from our diets, but actually lacking in nutrients that we needed. So we're like, oh, well, the formulation's actually not what it should be. And so I actually hired we have a team of 20 scientists now full time. And we looked at the most common dietary gaps. We looked at genetics. So actually genetics can have an impact on how we utilize certain nutrients as well in the forms. And that's how we came up with the 9. And one of the things that we put in our multi was actually omega-3 DHA. So many of us are not getting enough omega-3 DHA, but when you look at omega-3s, they're actually coming from fish oil. It's like you're grinding millions and millions of fish to get to extract that DHA.
Oh, wow.
That's just so gross. And but the truth is that like if you see what the fish are eating, it's actually algae. So by cutting out kind of the middleman, which is the fish, you're going directly to the source, which is microalgae. So
fascinating.
Was that like a conversation you had with someone, or is that something you researched? Like, how did you get that deep to that place? Was it because you're plant-based and you're like, I won't do fish oil? Like, what was this journey of you being like, I want to dive deeper, I want to dive deeper? The amount of questions I feel like you've asked to get to that point is just so fascinating to me.
Yeah, I became kind of this conspiracy theorist in a way.
I love that. You've got to make business fun. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't stop like going deeper and deeper. And we've saved 1 billion fish now today, which is
wow.
So exciting. I'm getting killed.
Wow.
But yeah, I was a plant-based eater. And I realized that actually this industry, people don't realize that they're actually consuming animal-based products because you don't think twice. So even vitamin D, D3, usually comes from sheep's wool. It's okay, so maybe it's not harmful, right? So I think it's clear. It's a good thing to lay out. Like the fact that you're extracting grease from sheep's wool and turning that into vitamin D3 when there
is. Oh my God, grease from sheep's wool.
Yeah.
Dude, what else is going on that we don't know?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why I'm a plant-based eater. But one big one is sustainability, and it's just such an interesting category where, you know, you're so focused on people's health, but the biggest impact to our health is actually climate change. So why is this industry not focused on sustainability? And creating vegan products helps in some ways, not fully, but it is a big, big step in that direction.
Wow. It's really impressive because what I'm hearing is so much of you really creating this new path and paving your own way to do it the right way. And I just know as a fellow founder, like it would have been a lot easier for you to just say, F it. Like we're just going to make these sacrifices and say yes to things we want to say no to or vice versa. And the fact that you powered through and I mean, as a consumer of your brand, you can feel it. And I think that leads me to my next question with, of course, the multivitamin, the protein. We're both obsessed. I also take your sleep. I know you have Hyacera for skin. Like you have so many beautiful different types of supplements. How do you internally with the team figure out, okay, what are we launching next? Where does the passion come from? And what is it like from the community? Is it from your internal team, your personal stories? How are you kind of paving the way for what you want to conquer next?
Yeah, we're still figuring it out. That's the honest question.
I love. Yeah.
I would say we've launched a lot of products in the last few years, but it hasn't been, if you think about our business, we've been live for 7 years. There are times where we released a single product in a few years. Yeah. Like it took us 4 years to develop our gut health product. And that was just, it was just so complicated to get that right, from the testing to the design with a prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic. And we always leverage technology where we can. So as you said, our products are beautiful, but there's a reason for why the capsules look the way they do. And
yeah, so why is that? Like with the multivitamin, there's like the little balls in it that are really pretty. And I'm like, great, aesthetics, cute. But like, what is actually going on in that multivitamin?
Yes. So we try to make things gentler on the stomach, fewer capsules, and always serving a purpose. And same with stress. So we actually look at your body's natural release of melatonin, or in stress, we're looking at your body's stress hormone, cortisol, and we're really able to release the, whether it's the melatonin or we're able to release ashwagandha, theanine, and saffron based on how your body's hormones work.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. So for example, my husband tells me I shouldn't be taking melatonin because he has heard from whatever podcast he's listening to that our bodies already produce a certain level. And by me taking melatonin, and this was before I started using your slow release, that I'm just messing with whatever goodness is going on. What was that development like in choosing to use melatonin, but then also adding this new level of technology that is listening to our individual bodies and releasing it in a new way?
Yeah, I was skeptical, just like your husband. I was like, why are you guys bringing me this idea? Because I was reading a lot of news where there was like 9 out of 10 melatonin gummies were mislabeled. And you have products on the market that have over 300% over label claim of melatonin. So people are actually getting way too much. And so they get knocked out, they feel like they're knocked out, and then they wake up in the middle of the night and they're like, oh, where am I? You know?
Yeah, honestly, guilty sometimes. Yeah. That's been me in the past.
And that's what our consumers said. And I think going back to your original question, like we have hundreds of thousands of active subscribers now that we can talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we found out. People were having a hard time actually staying asleep. And then you had these melatonin products that were, in a way, like overdosed, and also weren't super pure. They actually, there's one study that showed they contained other hormones in there as well. So I was like, okay, this is kind of a shady situation. Mm-hmm. But when you look at melatonin in its pure form, and it actually is probably the most effective solution for sleep out there in the category. So how do we actually look at your body's natural release of melatonin throughout the night and use technology to kind of slow release it? So it's a slower release. I almost say it's like microdosing melatonin in a way. So you're not really messing with your body, but because it's released throughout the night, it's intended to keep people staying asleep and then wake up refreshed.
I love it. Thank you for creating it.
Yeah.
Because of all of the different studies and certifications you guys get, how long does it take you to create like one product? I mean, I feel like the journey of what we create on Form, like some things can take so long because a lot is also out of your control, or like you're saying, you're choosing the better route where you are putting that time and energy. So how long typically does a product take for you guys with all the testing that you do, which I love that you guys do human testing. Like that is so, so cool.
Yeah, it depends on the product. Like I said, the gut health product took us 4 years, and it wasn't even just the ingredients and the technology and making sure it got released in the colon, which is the ideal place for the probiotics to thrive. America has a gut health issue, and digestive health is like number one. It was so requested by our customers who are already taking our multis and our prenatal, and it's just, you know, helps with gas, bloating, regularity, all the things that we kind of all need. And then with skin health, that was interesting. It was a category because our team is very scientifically driven, where they were just, our scientists were like, no, we are not going into ingestible beauty. There's like very little science here. Mm. Like, yeah, but our customer really wants products in this category. Like they're really, it's really important to them to find solutions around wrinkles, you know, wrinkle support, hydration from within. And so we spent a long time just researching ingredients in the space, and there were almost none. Mm-hmm. And so we actually found two. We found two ingredients in the whole world that matched our, you know, our level of standards. And it was a lower molecular weight hyaluronic acid and also a glycolipid from France. And together, this was like this powerhouse duo to create Hyacera. And what we did, which was kind of novel in this space, is we ran a human clinical study and on 64 people and in using a lot of different tools, we showed that actually it reduced crow's feet by over 300%.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, that is wild.
It's so crazy.
Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, I just put Botox, so maybe I should find out your alternative.
Yeah, that is so cool. Yeah. Wow. I feel like I'm fascinated to know on like another end with all of this magic that you're creating with Ritual. And I'm like, wow, you run like 100 something person team. Like, how do you manage, you know, business, being a mom, being a wife? Like, what does a morning in your world look like?
Take me there.
I'm definitely a morning person. It depends on the day. My youngest, so I have three girls, three, now six and eight. They're all 2 years apart. Mm. And the mornings are the best. Mm. I love cooking, so I love making them breakfast. My husband thinks I'm like a short order cook, like for all of them, because they all have different, like they all want different things.
Oh my gosh, like mom of the year.
But my like one of my go-to hacks is that I have a sourdough starter, so I make sourdough einkorn crepes for them.
And but it's so I'm coming over.
Easy because I put it overnight after they go to bed, and then I just like pop them on the griddle.
Gosh, so not only are you a founder, a mom, and a wife, but you're also a sourdough girlie, which is on my to-do list for this year.
And it's great because I'm getting some, you know, fermented products into their bodies without them. Well, they know. They, like, call them bugs. But
they love their bugs.
They love their bugs. So I love making breakfast for them. We live across the street from our school, so I'm so lucky that I can take my kids to school. But I also... I work out every day. I feel like it's the thing that I learned from my husband because he quickly learned after giving birth that I feel like men are better at prioritizing their health than women. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to take that from you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be just as good as you at like caring about myself. So I work out every day. And
what type of movement do you love?
So it's actually changed a lot in the last year. Mm-hmm. I'm in this weird workout kick where like I'm fascinated by like classical Pilates and Bikram yoga. And I think I'm just, part of me is like really fascinated by like the history of things.
Yeah, I feel like those are non-negotiables like in the morning. I don't know. Do you have any like morning routine rituals? I think movement, is there like any mindfulness things you do or anything you do with your kids? I mean, cooking sourdough is definitely a ritual I would want to be a part of.
Please.
Yeah, I think... movement, absolutely, like moving. I think as the company scaled, I feel like my number one job is just making decisions. And I didn't realize that. Like it's no longer like doing the work. It's actually making the best decisions because there's people that are smarter than me in every single way. And I have to tell them, yeah, that's the right thing or no, change path here. And so like getting really clear in how you can operate in that way and make the best possible decisions is something that is really important to me. So the morning kind of grounds me in that, whether it is kind of the yoga or I also lift weights as well. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. I feel like as I'm approaching 40, that's become an important part for me just mentally, like just getting stronger and impacting my bone health and all of that. And what I think for me, like the fitness thing has become less physical and more mental, like getting in that state of flow and better decision making throughout the day. It's like a non-negotiable. And if I'm not doing that and I don't have time, then I will, you know, meditate or go for a walk or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So inspiring. I love how your movement is so for your mental health. Mm-hmm. I think we all have that in common so much. And really just like doing hard things to start your day does make the rest of your day that much easier and makes you so discerning. And I can't imagine how many decisions you're making in a day. Mm-hmm. How have you become like a very discerning person in saying yes, in saying no? And what does it feel like when you are experiencing any decision fatigue with a lot of the important decisions that need to be made?
Yeah, I think having like one kid, two kids, three kids, or having a relationship, I think makes you more discerning in your work life, because mm-hmm. there's people that you know, like love and want to spend time with. And then it's actually a great exercise, because then you're like, is this meeting important? Can you handle this without a meeting? Can you write an agenda
for your language?
Yes. And like, this is great, because like, it actually helps you, you know, trains you and your team to not waste time.
Yeah.
I think time is precious, and I think you should be spending time either having really productive meetings, doing great work, or spending time with people that you love, that fill you up. And having that kind of, you know, having a cup where you understand like the space you have is, I think, probably one of the most important things that anyone can have. If you have unlimited space, then you're not prioritizing anything. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets really tricky.
Yeah. So important. Mm-hmm. What at Ritual right now would you say is exciting you the most? Maybe an upcoming launch, something that was recently launched. What is keeping you up at night in the best way of just you being so excited about it coming to life?
Yeah. I mean, everything is exciting. One thing that we did recently, and right now we have one of the biggest campaigns we've ever done out to date, and I'm not even talking about that. One thing that we did that was like small that I'm so passionate about is around trying to conceive. So we saw that, you know, we have one of the top selling prenatal vitamins, number one online, number one in so many different channels. And it's like so humbling that people are choosing Ritual during that life stage, the same life stage that empowered me to start the company.
So full circle.
Yeah. But what is amazing is that I have this base of consumers that want to talk to us all the time. And we saw was 70% of them were having a hard time conceiving, whether it was miscarriage or unforeseen challenges, many going through IVF. And that never really gets talked about that much. And 4% of them felt seen or heard from media about during that life stage. And I was like, that's so wild. Like, why isn't anyone talking about this? We started talking about postpartum. We started talking about challenges and stress around pregnancy, but we never even talked about trying to conceive as a brand. And so we put out this campaign around the real bodybuilders, where we showed what it's like trying to conceive from people injecting themselves when it comes to like IVF or blood in the shower, and just representing all the different journeys and the beautiful moments as well. And some of our customers were like in tears because they felt seen and heard for the first time. Our investment in women's health is exciting to me. Like, the fact that women's health is so under-researched, so underfunded, it was like a big reason why I started Ritual. And the fact that we're investing in human clinical studies on women on every single one of our products is super exciting. We're in the middle of one on prenatal and then postnatal, and we just launched a choline product.
I love it. So give us the tea on choline, because I want to know more.
Yeah. So I feel like I'll take a chance on and put out in the world, even though it might be a small market, but I know the impact that it'll have on either the next generation or women's health. And it's proving out to be right. So choline's so interesting. So we actually have a scientific advisor from Cornell, Dr. Marie Caudill, who's done some of the most groundbreaking work when it comes to maternal health on choline. In this study, they studied moms taking choline chloride during the third trimester and throughout their pregnancy. And they saw the impact that mom taking this product and this supplement could have on the adolescent brain development. And so things like processing speed all the way until like 7 or 8 years of age. And so like, the nutrients that we consume during pregnancy and postpartum when we're breastfeeding can actually have an impact.
It really does. And I feel like this is exactly why I'm so grateful that you are on Transform, because we get so many questions of, you know, what should I be taking? How do I find the right products?
For me, it's just important that I can help people navigate the space, because we're going to make a fraction of the supplements out there. And we hired a chief impact officer 2 years ago, and it was like, how do we work on advocacy and help empower the FDA to have even more oversight over, you know, regulation than they even do now, so that the products on the market are things that people can trust, and I don't have to create everything.
Good for you for doing the good work and the big work and not just creating cute products to say you did something, but truly having so much heart, soul, and proper intention within an industry that needs it so much.
It's hard because there are so many cute products and cute packaging on every category.
And I fall for the marketing.
Yeah.
Like truly, I'm the girl who buys the wine based on the label. And I think to be like one of your customers and to now hear the full story and have that full trust of Ritual, I'm just so grateful that someone like you exists to really pave the way. It's so needed.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, we see that you gave us a really special yummy code for our audience, and we're so grateful. If you have not tried Ritual, get ready. I mean, I'm like ready to buy even all the things. I haven't tried the sleep yet. I'm on the protein powder multivitamin, and I just feel like there's so much more. But we have a yummy code where you can use Transform30 at checkout for 30% off, which I'm so grateful for. So thank you. And
thank you,
you guys have to share with us just how much you enjoyed this episode and also just how much you enjoy taking your Ritual.
Yeah. Thanks, Kat.
Thanks, guys. Such a great conversation.
So nice.
Thanks, Kat. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. You listening to this episode is you saying yes to living the dream life you absolutely deserve. We release new Transform episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
Also, we would love to hear from you, so leave us a review. And if you include your Instagram handle, we might even reach out and gift you a complimentary form membership. You can also follow us on Instagram at Transform and then at Sammy Spalter and at Sammy Clark. We love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.